Damon Runyon Theater. Once again, the Damon Runyon Theater brings you another story by the master storyteller, Damon Runyon. And this one, Butch Minds the Baby. And to tell it to you, here is Broadway.
Thanks. I do not know quite how to begin this story, except to say that I wish I never have anything to do with it. Because being in it takes maybe 10 years off of my life. And 10 years are just as valuable to me as any other citizen who wishes to live his time out in peace. Nevertheless, I am in it. So is Big Butch. And his baby, John Aloysius Ignatius, Jr. In fact, it is the baby that brings me close to Never Never Land. And how that happens, I will tell you in a minute.
To the Damon Runyon Theater and Butch Minds the Baby.
Well, to make the story get started, I am sitting in my hotel room one night planning on spending a quiet evening with a newspaper when I hear a knock at my door. When I open it, there stand Harry the Horse and Spanish John. Now, there is nothing wrong with these two citizens when they are in a good mood. But when they are in a bad mood, there is nothing right with them. From their looks, I can see their mood is opposite from good. Harry the Horse begins the conversation as follows.
Broadway, Spanish John and me are very tired.
Very tired, I think.
Well, I would ask you to sit down and be comfortable, but to tell you the truth, I'm just going out. In fact, my hand is on the knob when I hear your knock. Good night.
Inside, Broadway.
Yeah. Inside.
Is there something the matter? With me, perhaps?
We are looking for Big Butch. Do you know where he lives?
Look, boys, you know me. I do not wish any trouble. Even if I know where Big Butch lives, which I do not. I do not wish...
There is nothing wrong, only that we are tired. We want Big Butch for a job in which there is as much as 10,000 fish.
10,000?
Yeah. And if Butch hears that you steer him away from such an amount of scratch, it could be he would be mad at you.
And he is very large.
Yes, he is.
Now, do you wish to tell us?
You sure there is nothing wrong?
Nothing.
On West 49th, near 10th Avenue.
What is the exact address?
That I do not recall.
Then you will take us.
But I am planning a quiet evening at home. I am going to catch up on my reading.
A minute ago, you say you were going out.
Times change.
Come on, Broadway.
But I...
Come on, Broadway.
So, there is no other way to it but I take Spanish John and Harry the Horse to where Big Butch lives. And I am very nervous, because if Harry and John wish to play rough, then I will get the blame. We get to where Butch lives, and there is Butch sitting on the front stairs, holding a bundle in his arms. I close my eyes, but I open them again when I hear Big Butch say...
Well, 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 if it ain't Spanish John and Harry.
Hiya, Butch.
Hello.
Well, come on and sit a while. It's a hot night. Take off your shirts. Be like me.
Butch, we have no time, and we wish to talk a little business deal with you.
Business?
The right kind of business.
Mm-hmm. What is the right kind, boys?
I think you will be interested.
Well, boys, I am not interested in any business.
This is right in your line, Butch. It involves cracking a safe.
What? You do not tell me this.
Don't yell like that, Broadway. You wake up the baby.
Huh? What baby?
Mine.
You have got a baby?
And this is John Aloysius Ignatius, Jr.
He has got four aliases?
That is my name, too. Do you find anything wrong with it?
No, no, it's a fine name. A fine, upstanding name.
Uh-huh. Now, what's this that you say about a safe?
Oh, look. There is a character who does not wish to become involved. But he will give us 10,000 fish if we crack a safe and get out some papers which he says are dangerous to his safety.
I cannot do it.
What? But, Butch, Butch, there is 10 G's in this.
If it was a million, I cannot do it.
But why not?
In the first place, I am no longer in that business. I am now a plumber. And in the second place, I have to watch the baby.
Butch, look, you cannot pass up these 10 G's. Harry and me will cut you in 50-50.
No, it cannot be done.
Butch, this is a very soft job. The safe is old-fashioned, and you can open it up with a toothpick.
You think so?
Sure, and 5 G's for your split.
No, no, I must let it go because I must mind the baby. See, my wife's away at the moment. She's playing mahjong, but if Mary comes home, she finds out that I am not minding the baby, she will put the blast on me.
Well, that seems to be that. Let us go away from here.
Of course, I like to tie a few honest dollars just as well as anybody, but John Aloysius Ignatius Jr. comes first with me.
That is your last word on the subject?
My last word.
Hey, wait!
Shh, quiet.
I just think of something.
What?
Where can we go to talk?
In the flat here. Why?
I think I have got a proposition that will work out for everybody. Let's go into your flat.
Well, we mosey into Butch's flat, Butch carrying John Aloysius Ignatius Jr. I take a good look at the baby then, and while I am no judge of baby beauty, I can see that this one is no rose geranium, because he looks a great deal like Big Butch himself. Once inside, Butch puts the baby in a crib, and the four of us sit down at a table, and the scene is as follows.
Okay, now you go ahead and talk, John.
Wait, as I see it, you will not crack the safe for us because you have got to mind the baby.
That is the situation in a nutshell.
What is your idea, John?
Butch, what time will your wife get home?
She is known to play mahjong until all hours.
So she will not come home for maybe 2 or 3 hours?
Oh, no.
Okay. We will take the baby with us.
Huh?
That way you can open the safe and still be minding the baby.
John, that is a brilliant thing you say.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
What is wrong, Broadway?
You are not figuring on taking the baby with you. Not really.
Is there any reason why not?
Yeah, why not? Hmm. Hey, this is quite an idea. Indeed.
But is he not a little young for such goings on?
Could he learn any jonga?
Not much. Is it not dangerous?
Nah, this is a pipe.
Hey, boys, you get yourself a deal. We'll take him along, but on one condition.
What is the condition, Butch?
You will cut John Aloysius Ignatius Jr. in for
10%. 10%?
Yeah.
This is robbery.
That's what I keep saying.
I mean, Butch is holding us up.
Nevertheless, he gets cut in for 10%. The way I look at it, he is part of us.
He will make it 3% because of his small size.
7%.
4.
6.
5.
That sounds good. 5%.
Good. You will not regret this, Butch. John Aloysius Ignatius Jr. will have a very nice nest egg.
Yeah, now, what kind of safe is this?
Oh, it's an easy one.
Well, I will have to find my tools. I don't use them in a plumbing business. In fact, the last time that I see him is when I build the crib for John Aloysius Ignatius Jr.
Come on, step on it, Butch.
Yeah, I think I know where the tools are. There are other things I got to take along.
Like what?
It'll only take a minute. Here, you take this, Spanish John. Catch it.
What is this?
It is John Aloysius Ignatius Jr.'s mama doll. If he wakes up, he will want the doll. Don't break it, John. It's the only one I got for him.
Well, I think I will be going. Having brought you here, I have no further business.
You will wait a minute, Broadway.
Why?
It seems to me that you are the only outsider who knows about this little job. I do not like that.
I give you my word. In fact, I will do better than that. I will hope never to eat again in Mindy's if I so much as breathe a word.
If you do not go along, you will not do so much as breathe. Period.
Boys, please.
Okay, boys, I'm ready.
What are all those things?
Well, there's tools and a couple other things I have to take along.
You do not need me.
You hear us, Broadway? You will go along.
Oh, no. All this comes from just answering a knock on my door. To this day, I am not able to say why I let myself be talked into going along. Except for the fact that Harry the Horse and Spanish John are citizens with whom one does not argue too much. So it is about a half an hour later that I find myself getting out of a taxi cab near West 18th Street between 7th and 8th Avenues. I am carrying a package which Big Butch gives me when we leave the flat. It is very quiet and dark in the neighborhood,
and we stand there a minute until the cab is pulled away. Then the scene is as follows.
Hey, Harry, is this the place?
No, not yet, Butch. I figure it's better to get out of the cab a little piece away from where we will wake.
Is it very far?
Maybe a block, that is all.
Well, I do not like John Aloysius Ignatius Jr. to be out in the night air too much. This is very bad for him. Brings on what is known as the croup.
Not to mention what it brings on for me.
Stop beefing, Broadway. This is an experience for you.
One which I would rather do without. Come on, let us go.
Broadway.
What?
Still got the package I give you?
Yeah. What is in that, Butch?
Some things that I have to bring along.
For to open the safe?
No, but they are just as important.
Yeah, well, look, I will stand outside and be the lookout. John, you will go into the place with Butch.
I will mosey on towards Times Square.
You will go inside with Butch and John, Broadway.
I know nothing whatsoever about cracking a safe. I will be useless inside.
You get this chance to watch an artist at work and you are beefing like there is something bad.
Can you name something good about this?
Shh. We are almost there.
The coast is clear. Not a soul in sight.
It is amazing how many people will probably turn up later.
Now, look. There is a door. All it has on it is an old lock. You think you can get it open, Butch?
Sure. Hey, Jim, will you please not hold that doll upside down? Makes noises when you do.
All right, all right.
Yeah, this is the place. Okay, Butch, go to work on the lock on the door.
Yeah. Here, Broadway, you hold John Aloysius Ignatius Jr.
Me? I know nothing whatsoever about holding babies.
Just keep his head right side up and you will have no trouble.
Where is his head?
The other end. Keep the blanket over him. I do not wish for him to catch cold because if he does, Mary will put the blast on me.
I feel like I am going to drop him.
Never do that to a baby. It's bad for him. Now, stand back.
Look like a tough lock, Butch?
Nah, I can open this with a length of spaghetti. Hey, John, what do I tell you about holding that doll right?
I am sorry. Are you coming?
Just a couple more seconds. That does it.
Okay. I will stand out here and watch. You three go inside and get it over with.
I know right where the safe is.
Hey, Broadway, be careful of John Aloysius Ignatius Jr.
His head is still right side up.
Well, keep it that way, and then he'll stay asleep. Let us go.
There's the safe, Butch. You see it?
Yeah, it looks like an old one.
Is there enough light?
Oh, there's enough light from the street. I'll get to work. I'll have to drill several holes around this combination knob.
Oh, there's nobody else in this house, that much we know. So you are all right to use the drill.
Okay, all right. Now, boys, you will see Big Butch back in his old train. First, what time is it?
Oh, just going on 11. Why?
Because I have got to know the time. Now, I'll go to work.
Well, Butch starts to work on the safe, and I wish to say, while I never see a professional safe opener at work before, and never wish to see another, this Butch handles himself like a real artist. That part is all right. It is what happens later that makes me regard this trade as more than somewhat hazardous. And it is something I will tell you about in a minute.
And now, back to the Damon Runyon Theater and Butch Minds the Baby.
Well, like I say, Butch goes to work on the safe. Spanish John and I watch him while he works. And meantime, Harry the horse is making regular trips up and past the window. And every now and then he looks in to give us the okay sign. Well, it must be the sound of the drilling that causes it, because it is right in the middle of everything that this happens.
Holy mackerel, Butch, do you not have a quieter dream?
I have news for you, John. That is the baby.
Hey, Broadway, what are you doing to John Aloysius Ignatius Jr.?
Believe me, I am doing nothing. He has the floor.
Get him quiet, Butch.
Oh, give him to me, Broadway.
Here,
You are welcome to him.
Boots, do something. He's just like a foghorn.
Hey, yeah. You ever hear a pair of lungs like that?
This is no time for admiring his wind power.
There, mighty oodlums. There. Daddy is here.
The kid does not understand English. That is Harry tapping on the window pane. See what he wants, Broadway.
What do you want, Harry? What happens? Does Butch break a drill?
No.
Well, it sounds like it. Is that the baby?
It is the baby.
Butch, for the love of Mike, do something.
His sleep is broken.
That is not all that will be broken.
If you do not have my child, I will take him away and me with him.
No, I do not mean anything, Butch. You better put the window down again, Broadway. John Aloysius Ignatius Jr.'s voice is carrying to the battery.
I think he's hungry.
Feed him when you get back home. This is no time for a picnic, sir.
It's feeding time. Hey, Broadway, hand me that drill.
Here.
He likes to play with it. Oh, not air, honey, kids. He's daddy's drill.
Hey. He's your son, all right.
Now, what was that crack for?
Well, I mean, he likes the drill.
Yeah. Hey, Broadway. You have that package?
Well, yeah, here it is, but...
What now? Butch, what are you doing? Get back at the safe.
It's his feeding time. Hey, Broadway, here's a pan. Find some water. Fill a pan about half full.
Where am I going to find water? I am a stranger here.
There's a sink over there. Go ahead.
Butch, we have not got the time.
I should let John Aloysius Ignatius Jr. go hungry.
Well, can he wait? Oh!
Broadway, be careful of that pan. It's easy to see, Spanish John, that you do not know much about babies.
I find out all I want to know about them tonight.
Here's the water, Butch.
Yeah, good. Now, we will have to heat it.
Heat it?
I do not wish to hunt for a stove.
I have some canned heat with me. I foresee this emergency. I'll not take a minute to heat the water. And then we will put the bottle in it to heat the milk.
There's Harry again. See what he wants, Broadway.
I'm getting to know this place too well.
What is going on? I see a match light up. Are you boiling the place down?
Butch is heating the baby's milk. It is feeding time.
What? Maybe we should bring along hot pastrami.
He will not work until the baby is fed.
Look, there is cops too passed on their beat in a very short while.
Cops? You do not tell me this.
I do not think the need will arise. Hurry up, Broadway.
Butch, Harry says you should hurry.
The milk has got to be the right temperature. If it is wrong, it will be bad for John Aloysius Ignatius Jr.
Can't you just call him Jr.? It takes time to say all those names.
Hmm. Now, let me see. Hold out your arm, John. Roll up your sleeve.
What for?
Just do what I say.
Oh, okay. If you get back to work, I roll up my pants and go waving. Here.
Now. See how this feels.
Hey, you're splashing me with milk.
Is it hot?
No. Just warm.
Well, then it's just right. Now, here you are, doo-doo-doo-doo. You see, he was hungry.
Okay, now get back to that safe.
Yeah.
Harry thinks he's a woodpecker.
Look, we got to get out of here in a couple minutes or we cook. See what he wants.
All I'm getting tonight is exercise I do not care for.
What now? I just see the cops on the beat turning the next street. They ought to be up this way in a few minutes.
Can you hold them off?
Oh, sure. I'll tell them we're cracking a safe and to come around later. What's going on in there?
John Aloysius Ignatius Jr. has got his bottle.
5% cut he gets for eating on our time. Tell him to get moving or we'll all spend a lot of time on taxpayers' money. Butch.
John, the cops on the beat are on the next street. You gotta get going.
Butch, you hear that?
Oh, yeah, okay. Where is my drill?
John Aloysius Ignatius Jr. has got it in one hand and a bottle in the other.
Oh, baby, does he want to give daddy the drill? Now, come on, honeykins. Come on, let go of it.
What's the matter with him?
He likes the drill.
Use another one.
This is the only one I got.
Just like a plumber, he brings only one drill.
Hey, what's the matter? You don't like the way I'm doing this, John.
Oh, I love it, but get the drill away from that...
That what?
That lovely baby. Get it away from him.
Ain't no use. John Aloysius Ignatius Jr., he wants the drill. He holds tight to it. Just feel that grip. Hey, Johnny Broadway.
So he's a very strong baby.
I wonder how many years they can give a kid for cracking a safe.
10,000 fish waiting for us, and the kid grabs the egg. Butch, what else can you do?
Well, I'll tell you what. I got some soup in my kit.
You're going to blow the safe?
It's the only way I know.
Then go ahead, but do it fast.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, no, those cops, they'll hear it.
No, not the way I blow the safe. Why, won't make no more noise than snap of the fingers.
Well, I am standing there in a cold perspiration while Butch gets out the stuff for blowing the safe. Meanwhile, John Aloysius Ignatius Jr. is very happy with the bottle and the drill. To him, it makes no difference if a couple of cops are on their way. Then Butch finishes what he's doing, and the scene is as follows.
Okay, I got everything fixed. Broadway, you got John Aloysius Ignatius Jr.?
I got him.
Okay. We will all go into the next room until the safe blows.
Butch, you are sure this is going to make no noise?
Oh, like I say, I use just enough soup to knock off the knob. It'll be like snapping your fingers.
Like this?
Maybe not that much. Okay, you two go in the other room. I will light the fuse. Go on.
I wish I am very far away.
If this goes off like I think, you will be very far away, but not under your own power.
You all set?
Okay, we are ready.
Then here goes. It'll be a couple of seconds.
Butch, are you sure that...
Oh, don't worry. I know my business.
Maybe the fuse goes out. It is a long time since you light it.
Just a couple of seconds.
I hope those cops are hard of hearing because...
That is the biggest finger snap I ever hear.
Hey, John, grab the stuff that you want and let's get out of here.
Come on.
You have to yell and wake up the baby.
What happened? Who tosses the bomb at us?
I just... Holy
mackerel.
Hey, here, take this stuff. This is what we want.
I gotta go now.
Listen, you stick with Butch. John and me will cut out the side and you two out the back. Go on.
I know it. We are trapped.
Just take it easy, Broadway. We will walk up the street just like nothing happened.
Nothing? Does it take an earthquake to make you think something happened?
Hey, look, cops. Shh, baby.
All I want to do tonight is spend a quiet evening.
You two! Stop where you are now! Halt!
He means us?
Yeah, I think he does. Okay, so we stop. Shh, baby. Shh.
Ah, you two. What are you doing here?
Sergeant, I looked at the window back there. The safe's been blown.
Aha. And you two.
I give you my word.
The safe is blown, eh? Now, who does a thing like that?
Now, what have you got there?
Oh, it's a baby.
Oh. Whose?
It's mine. Name is John Aloysius Ignatius Jr.
Hey. Oh, what are you two doing here?
Murphy, hold it. Now, why was the baby crying?
Well, now, I think that it is a touch of colic. In fact, I think so much that it is colic that I get Dr. Schmidt here out of bed. That's Dr. Schmidt.
Oh, how are you, doctor?
Who, me?
Look, Sergeant Cassidy, we'd better be getting along.
Murphy, take yourself a run down to the box and put in the call. Go on, I'll step on it. he'll never make a good cop. Thinking a man with a baby and a doctor would blow a safe.
Yeah.
Now, let's have a look at the baby.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Looks like its teeth to me.
Yeah?
What do you say, doctor?
I do not have much to say.
You're a doctor.
I have no chance to examine the baby. We are going to my office when we are stopped.
Yeah, that is correct.
Yeah. I still say it looks like teeth. And you say it's colic, eh, Dr. Schmidt? Doctor, I'm talking to you.
Huh? I'm sorry. Well, yeah. It could be more serious. I am going to take x-rays.
We'll run along now. Get that baby and out of the night air. Good night to you both.
Good night.
Yeah, good night. Is it all right to run now?
You know, it could be his teeth at that.
Well, so ends that evening, which I am not too fond of. In fact, it lays me up for several days. And it is not until almost a week later that I am able to leave my hotel room with any comfort at all. And it is not until I am sitting in Mindy's one night that I hear the payoff, which I will tell you in a minute. Well, like I am saying, I am sitting in Mindy's one night partaken of the first solid food I am able to eat in days, when I look up and see Big Butch heading for my table. I make a move to escape, but he sees me, and the scene is as follows.
Hey, Broadway, glad I find you.
Why?
Because I am looking for you.
Where is John Aloysius Ignatius, Jr.?
Well, he's home. Why?
Well, I am thinking that maybe you bring him along.
What? Bring him into a place like this?
Excuse me, but I only figured that little John Aloysius Ignatius, Jr. is pretty grown up.
Well, now, the fact is that it is about John Aloysius Ignatius, Jr. that I wish to talk.
What is the matter with him?
Well, I am worried. I am certainly worried, Broadway.
Now he worries. What about?
Well, you remember the night that we do that job for Harry and Spanish, John?
I am not likely to forget it, even if I live on and on.
Uh-huh, yeah. Well, now, I think that I am wrong in taking him along that night.
Oh, you are, huh?
Yeah. I read a book on infant psychology, see? Says something about the way that the twig is bent so something else will grow. I forget what.
So?
Well, it so happens that John Aloysius Ignatius, Jr. will not go to sleep anymore. He'll not go to sleep until I put a drill in his little hands.
And so ends the famous Damon Runyon story, Butch Minds the Baby. Listen in again next week for the Damon Runyon Theater. The Damon Runyon Theater with John Brown as Broadway is directed by Richard Sandville and the stories adapted for radio by Russell Hughes. This is a Mayfair production.